It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, let's do this. It's JT here, Grant Lee in for a Thursday to talk movies with you wonderful people. Mr. Lee, how are you?
I'm exceptionally well this fine Thursday, thank you, sir. And yourself?
I am Randy Dandy. Now, how are you going? Now, did you, how did you go? Because you had a big weekend. You had a big weekend last weekend. Are you okay?
I did. Oh, I'm still trying to get over. I had 4 days in Sydney at the footy. Watched Carlton get massacred by Swans. And I have to say that was a very interesting game. Go Swannies. And then the Waratahs. I was in a corporate box there and that was incredible. That was such a great game. Shame about that. And NRL, which I didn't make it to an NRL game because unfortunately it was raining at Brookvale and Cronulla Park, Shark Park was too far away. So I watched it on the big screen. So, yeah, I know. It is. It's sad. I should have went.
It is sad. I mean, I know.
Yeah. But you know what? JT, I can't do rain. I don't like being wet. Mm. I'm at an age of, you know what? I don't want soaking wet clothes. And then you're on a friggin' train for an hour or two and you think, nah, I just don't want to do that.
Don't take your camping.
No, definitely not. Oh, yeah. God, no. And there's nothing worse than the tent gets wet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
But, you know, in my younger days, I would have done it. No worries at all.
Yeah, well, maybe we should go to camping together and, maybe we shouldn't because then you just bitch and whinge the whole time and be like, oh,
yeah,
my
I would.
God.
Yeah. Take me home. Yeah. Take me home.
Cool, man.
And can I just say, my wife, she always says she will not camp. She will only do it under 5 stars, which is, yeah. A hotel, that's it. So that's the only stars she'll sleep under is 5 stars.
Oh, it's very clever. Yeah, Wendy is she's a gem. She knows. She knows all too well. Well, no camping for you guys. No camping for the Lees. All right, now let's get into Talking Flicks for this week. And Mr. Lee, what's coming up on the show today? Now, I know you've got some top fives, but you'll be hitting up that red carpet, baby, and you've got some big news on Sylvester Stallone.
I do, which I cannot wait to tell you, as well as a animated movie that we haven't had one for a little while, and they're looking at doing a third one in this animated. I'm just going to say there's a big blue and a green round ball with one eye. That's all I'll say.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I got no idea.
Good.
No, I think I do. Yeah. I'm going to give too much away. We'll find out a bit later on as Grant Lee hits the red carpet, but let's see what's happening at the movies. Well, that's locking that in, but what we really want to do is we want to...
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Hey, look.
It's so good we haven't changed.
There's no second takes here, right? This is
no.
It's all in, okay? So whatever buttons I push, I don't
happens.
Know what it's the same color was there. I just got the wrong color mixed up. Anyway, everything's color coded here. let's look at the movies for this week, all right? Let's start with Cold Storage.
Yeah, let's talk about this one. Look, this is a new one. It's got Georgina Campbell, Joe Keery, Liam Neeson, and Vanessa Redgrave. And it is an action comedy thriller sci-fi, and it's all about a mutating, highly contagious fungus which escapes a facility.
Mm.
That sounds scary, doesn't it?
It does. Joe Keery, he is Stranger Things, Netflix.
Ah, yes.
He's huge. And he also had that, I mentioned the other week, End of Beginning song as well. Keery's huge right now. And put that with Liam Neeson and Georgina Campbell. It's not a bad little mix.
Oh, it's a great little lineup. I just say, didn't we live all this through this like about 6 years ago?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did. Well, the
didn't we with Corona?
Yeah.
Corona.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 6 years ago.
Mm. It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I'm trying to forget it, but you just keep bringing up those bloody memories, Mr. Lee, I tell you.
Oh, I do.
We don't mention the C word on this show ever.
No.
Okay, let's see a Cold Storage. Where is the moment when
don't hear anything.
Well, I definitely heard it. Well, not definitely. I mean, I was, like, aware of it. You know what I mean? Like, I was having an argument with my brain about it.
You are very chatty.
This place was military storage back in the day. You want to open it?
Nope, I'm good.
We're getting a temperature breach alert from a decommissioned facility.
Some of us have encountered this before.
We created a new species.
I don't feel so good.
Jesus Christ!
I gotta get out of here.
This thing is spreading.
Are you kidding me? This fungus will mutate and spread. You two may have started the night minimum wage guards, but you're a green light team now.
That is a nuke. What are you, nuts?
No, I'm ambitious.
That's not natural.
Is that your song, Mr. Lee? Had a bad day?
Yeah, that was my day the other day, actually. But anyway,
day,
yeah.
Every day.
Hey, you know something that someone has questioned about is whether Liam Neeson can do comedy?
He can. Yeah.
He can do comedy. And because I just recently just rewatched Naked Gun, him with Pam. It was hilarious. He played the part so well as Frank Drummond's son. He can do it.
Now, which scene was your favourite? Was it where he's crapping himself or when he's in the kitchen with Pemmy? Those goggles.
Yes. Yeah, it was the goggles. I just go, oh, my God. But, you know, those two, and even Pammy, you don't think she can do comedy, but I think this will be a very interesting action comedy thriller sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it's a good one. Now, cold storage, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is Reminders of Him. This is a romance drama. It is from best-selling author Colleen Hoover, which I know you read all her books, don't you, JT?
Well, I wouldn't say I read them all, but It Ends With Us, I thought was brilliant. And then can I say as well, Mr. Lee, that Talk and Flickster review, It Ends With Us, one of our highest episodes for streams to date. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was huge, that one. So everyone loves Colleen Hoover, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Everyone loves it. Well, this is all about a young woman who gets out of prison and she tries to reconnect with her daughter, but no one wants her to go near her daughter, which is very sad because, you know, mother-daughter. It does star Micaiah Munro?
Micah Munro, really, I've got.
Thank you. Mm. Lainey Wilson and Lauren Graham as well star in this movie. Should we take a listen?
Let's have a listen. I'll get you out of it, okay? Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just that.
Do you want me back?
No, it's fine.
Come back soon.
If you insist.
You know you can buy more than one at a time.
I'm just working up the courage to ask you out.
There was before you. And there was during you. I never thought there would be an after you.
This court sentences you to 7 years incarceration.
Do you happen to be hiring?
No. We can't take folks with a record.
What's your trauma?
I can't get a job because I just got out of prison.
Shit, you win.
Yay, me. The hell turned this bookstore into a bar?
I do.
Do you guys need help?
Do you know how to wash dishes?
7 years experience.
Okay, not gonna ask you to expand on that.
Hey, how'd you know I lived here?
I'm not here to see you. I need to see my daughter.
You're her. Go. Scotty was my best friend. When he died, we all came together to raise a little girl.
How dare she just show up?
If it wasn't for her, our son would still be alive.
Coming back was a mistake.
I want to meet the human that Scotty and I made. On the edge of the night. Why are you here? The angels up in the clouds. This is gonna make it so much worse. We can't.
Well, I just hope you do the right thing.
And what's the right thing?
I don't know. I just hope you do it.
We've all been wrong about her. You've taken the worst moment of her life and made it into who she is.
Do you hate me?
I've gone from hating you to wanting the whole world for you.
I should probably go.
You should probably stay.
A deeply emotional story, guilt, forgiveness, and the power of second chances in Reminders of Him, which is out now.
How big is that song, Ordinary?
Oh, it's great. So powerful, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it a great song? And it's everywhere. It's on a lot of social media as well, but it's a brilliant song.
I still prefer the music in Fault in Our Stars, Mr. Lee. I still love that soundtrack, right?
Yeah, I can see you still listening to that soundtrack.
I do.
How many years was that? And you still cry up over it.
It is definitely my Spotify playlist. There's no doubt about that, the whole soundtrack. And I feel like this week, the great thing about the new movies is there is a great balance. We've got, we had an action, we've had a bit of a romance drama, and now we have an animated adventure comedy.
Yeah, look, we had preview screenings of this last weekend, and they went off. And in all our sites, it was huge. It's called GOAT, and I know I said that we'll talk about more of it this week, so that's the reason why we are, because it officially opens today. Now, this is a story about a goat called Will, and he has dreams of becoming the greatest of all time of playing a sport called raw ball. Now, this is something, it's like basketball, so it's, yeah, but it's for animals. Raw ball is a great name for a sport, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you said raw ball.
Yeah, no, no, raw ball. No, not that raw. Raw ball. As in raw, that raw.
Oh, that okay. One, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Animals, oh, my God. It's PG.
Oh, dear. Well, you said it's right.
It's got the voices of David Harbour, Nick Kroll, Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Hudson. And would you believe Stephen Curry is a producer of the movie and he does a voice as well.
Yeah, well, let's have a listen to GOAT, which stands for, Mr. Lee?
Greatest of all time.
Oh, you didn't get that. No way.
Let's go, Mom. We're so close.
It's my baby's very first roar ball game.
The Smooch Cam is on patrol.
Oh. Woo, let's go.
Introducing Vineland's very own hometown hero, 5-time All-Star Jack Fillmore.
When I get big, I'm going to be just like her.
You're not just going to play roar ball. You're going to change the game.
That tiny kid grew up to be me, Will Harris. Older? Yep. Bigger? Not so much. Life hasn't been easy, but I keep it moving.
I believe in you.
And I made you a sandwich. Catch!
Oops. Airball. Sorry about that.
I never lost a dream to play professional roarball, where the fiercest animals compete in the most dangerous stadium.
Ow! That's the fourth mascot this season.
But there's only one problem.
Small tennis ball.
You want to bet?
Wish I was a baller.
You got owned by a goat.
Hey, Will.
You're the owner of the Thorns.
Being as we haven't won a game all season.
You might be exactly what this team needs right now.
You're signing a
goat?
Hey!
I'm just gonna eat him.
He's fine. I wish I was a little bit
taller. I wish I was a taller. We chillin' in the penthouse. We chillin' in the penthouse.
Hey!
You guys ain't gonna believe this place. We got a TV on the toilet. Even has a remote. Unsanitary, but it's cool.
Ah! Stop! Stop! Bad toilet! Bad toilet!
Great one for the kids this weekend. That is GOAT. Also screening at the 4 of 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
We have Avatar, Fire and Ash, The Bride, Crime 101, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert, Fackham Hall, The Housemaid, Scream 7, Send Help, Shelter, Solo Mio, Song Sung Blue, Whistle, Wuthering Heights and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screen times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Now, Mr. Lee, you're sending me to the USA this week to do the top five, and I've got to be honest.
Yes?
I don't want to go there.
Why?
I'm not doing it this week.
You're not?
No.
Why don't you want to go to the US?
I would prefer not to say. I think you know what you're thinking. I'm just not very happy with somebody right now. That may very
I'm
well.
Not either.
I'm boycotting the USA this week. This is yours.
Okay. Number five, Wuthering Heights. Number four is GOAT. Number three is The Bride. Number two is Scream 7. And number one for North America, Hoppers.
Oh, Hoppers.
Which opens very shortly. But did you see GOAT is number four already over in the States? And Hoppers opens at the end of the month.
That's awesome.
Two kids movies. It's great to see.
All right, should I do the Aussie movies then? I'll do ours. I'm fine with Aussie.
You're okay with them?
I'm all right. Yeah. Hopefully, me and the US can mend this bond over. Number five is Epic Elvis Presley in Concert. Number four is The Bride. Number three is How to Make a Killing. Number two is Wuthering Heights. Still can't wait to see that. And number one for the US. Oz. It is Scream 7.
For another week.
For another week, yes. I mean, it's great to see. Good. As a horror fan, it's really good, Scream 7. So, it's good to see it doing so well. So let's do some real news.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Now, can I ask you, JT, are you a Rambo fan?
Oh, from way back, yes.
Yeah, you've watched them all, Rambo 1, Rambo 2, First Blood, all those,
It's been a while.
Well, it has been a while. So Sylvester Stallone, he will be the executive producer of a John Rambo, which is a prequel movie to all the others. So it's going to be start production in Thailand very shortly. But it's so good to see that Sylvester is, because it is very close to his heart. He is the one that made Rambo who Rambo is now. Correct. No one else could play John Rambo at all. Would you believe he started this in 1982, he first played Rambo?
Well, I don't remember that, but you do.
I do.
So, yeah.
It's scary. I do. And I'm going to admit I do. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
That's how old I am.
This is good. You're not in denial this week. That's good.
No, okay. I'm not. But yeah, so that's really good. So hopefully in a few years that will be out, which I know there will be so many Rambo fans really, really excited for that one. Now, the other one that I did tease at the beginning of the podcast, Monsters, Inc. 3 is in the works at Pixar. Pixar are incredible. When they do movies right. And I don't know whether you're a fan of Monsters. I am. I loved both of the movies. They were so clever.
I think it's very clever. I think Monsters, Inc., Cars and Toy Story for me are the ones that I think Disney have absolutely nailed every single time. And you know what? When this comes out, I'm just going to say it. I sent Zootopia and Inside Out type vibes, I think this will go huge at the box office.
It certainly will. And like you just said, Toy Story. Well, the fifth one comes out in June, so we know that's coming. So we're going to have Monsters Inc. 3, Incredibles 3. These are all slated for 2028 release. But the other ones that I think will be great, we'll be having Incredibles 3, which I loved all those as well. Bob Parr. He is such a great character, and even his wife. But there will be a Coco sequel as well, which will be back in 2029 that will be released. So there is so many great animated movies coming out.
As long as it's not the Minions, I'm happy. It's happy days.
That's June. Minions is June.
Oh, no.
And we're reviewing that one.
Hold on, where is it? Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I knew you would do that. I knew you'd do that.
So let's move my way around. Okay.
I'm going to change that button to Nana.
Please. No, you know it's going to happen. Hold on, where is it? There you go. Definitely not. Are you done, Mr. Lee?
So that's my week at Real News.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
So he's gone from the red carpet to his diary. It's very full. It's just popping with these pop-out pages. Tamworth, Wagga and Orange have got a lot of these NTLs, which are National Theatre Live, right?
Oh, well, I mean, very impressed. March 29, we've got Othello. Then March 10, All My Sons. June 7, The Audience. June 28, The Playboy of the Western World. Is that about you?
Where are we going here with this, Mr. Lee? Do I need to get the sexy music out? Do I again? Yeah.
And July 26th, we've got Les Liaisons and Dangerous. March 20, we've got a Bollywood movie in Wagga and Tamworth screening, and it's I can't pronounce it. You go.
Every week. We guys will just take this off, right? I mean... You know, you could just say that, you could just refer to it as that Bollywood movie, I think it's Durandhar, isn't it?
That sounds great too. Orange is playing it on the 19th, so next Thursday night they are. Tonight we've got the ladies' movie night happening for Reminders of Him, and just now we'll be doing a ladies' night for The Devil Wears Prada 2 when it opens at the end of next month.
Wow. Is that next? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. So Orange, unfortunately, won't be, but Wagga and Tamworth will be doing a girls' night, and there's something very special happening for it, which I can't say yet.
Ooh, you get your dinner suit at the girls' night, Mr. Lee. Following after all these years, you're putting on a show. Well,
I'll,
you know what?
Get my ukulele out.
Tickets are just sold out, so...
That would be funny. And also on Orange, on March 29 and April 1, they've got No Other Choice, which is the Orange Film Festival movie screening. So very exciting stuff happening around the screens.
Yeah, and next week on the big screen, Project Hail Mary. This is Ryan Gosling in Outer Space. Looks really good, this one. A bit of an action. They're calling it one of the sci-fi movies of the year, sci-fi adventures of the year. So
there is so much media about it everywhere at the moment, isn't there? It's everywhere.
Yeah. He's like his sole survivor. You know, he's got a... got to save Earth. So, yeah, that's Project Hail Mary. We'll talk more about that next week. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. This is a bit of a, would you say a horror black comedy type movie, this one?
Yes. Yeah, the first one was very much like it too. But this one's got Samara Weaving, Aussie.
From Neighbours? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was in Neighbours. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That one's out. And also that Bollywood movie is out as well next week.
Yeah. it's Durandhar the Revenge. Are they different to Durandhar 2?
No, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. One. Yeah. You can either call it Durahan 2 or Durahan the Revenge. Same movie.
Oh, I don't know. You're confusing me.
I know. I'm sorry. It's easily to confuse you, but I'm sorry.
I can't do it this early, Mr. Lee. You know that. Yeah.
You're going to be stressed all day now, aren't you? I'm sorry.
I'll be very stressed. Very stressed indeed. All right, we're getting out of here. Of course, with all those movies and stuff as well, if there's something you want to go and see, you can always book online, right, Mr. Lee?
You certainly can. You can go to any website of ours, which is forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au to book your movie tickets online and see what session times are too, which is the best way.
I like that. I like to turn up because if you book in advance, when you turn up, then you can just not worry about having to, you can just go straight in, right?
Line up. Yeah, correct. Yeah. You print your tickets out at the self-kiosk and away you go in.
Self-kiosk?
Yeah, we've got our own kiosks that you go to in each of our sites and away you go in. How good's that?
I just can't. This is just blowing my mind.
Scary.
Yep. Wow.
We're very high tech now.
I wonder how long until they get rid of general managers of movie cinemas.
This could be my last week.
Good one.
After this podcast, it could be.
And Mr. Lee, we're back tomorrow. You know why?
Yes. Why?
It's Oscars Day.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is it really tomorrow? Yep.
Oscar predictions for the 98th Academy Awards on Monday, the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. Grant Lee and I will have our predictions tomorrow. We'll run you through a lot of the big nominees.
I'm really stressed.
Good luck.
I'm not looking forward to that at all. If I lose, there's something wrong.
And it could happen.
It could.
You're going down, Mr. Lee, and we'll find out tomorrow. Have a good one.
You too. Bye for now.
More Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.